Back now with Day to Day, Dubai Ports World. Remember them? This is the company from the United Arab Emirates that made headlines last winter when it acquired operations at six U.S. ports. The deal started a political firestorm. Today, Dubai Ports World announced that it's agreed to sell those operations to the insurance giant AIG. That's an American company. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us. You know, Amy, I'd sort of lost the details of this story in my memory. I'd forgotten that Dubai actually bought these things.
Well, yeah, it goes back to February when Dubai Ports World bought the British port operator P&O. The deal made the Dubai company the third largest port operator in the world, and it gave it control over six terminals here in the States. Now, the deal had been cleared by the Bush administration, but members of Congress were horrified. I mean, this was a state-owned company, one that had recognized the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Two of the 9/11 hijackers had come from the UAE. Anyway, when it looked like Congress would try to block the deal, the company agreed to sell its U.S. holdings. Now, months later, a unit of the insurance company American International Group has agreed to buy them. No word on the price of the deal, but the operations are said to be worth about $700 million.
So this, the ports controversy is settled at last.
Well, for now, yes, but it may have some lasting consequences. I spoke earlier with Stephen Flynn, a former Coast Guard officer who's now with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says the controversy really ended up setting back port security.
Virtually everything that we've been trying to do as a government since 9/11 is to reach out to the people who own and operate the system, and they turn out to be foreigners. And so the extent to which we ended up kicking in the teeth of one of the important players in this industry, that was not a big step forward, in my view, in terms of advanced security.
Flynn says the flap over Dubai Ports World did draw attention to the issue of port security. And now that an American company is taking over those operations, he worries interest will fade.
Well, what about other foreign companies trying to do business in the U.S. now?
Well, apparently there has been a significant effect on companies trying to do business here. The Associated Press has a story today saying that the U.S. government panel that reviews foreign business deals for any national security concerns has seen far more companies seeking approval this year. Last year, the panel reviewed 65 cases. This year, it's closer to 100. Some of these deals apparently don't raise any national security concerns at all. But seeing what happened to Dubai Ports World, businesses want to make sure they don't run into the same kind of trouble. And later on Marketplace, we'll hear how one company freed some of its workers from the rigid 9-to-5.
They probably told them they had to work 8-to-6. Amy, thank you anyway. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.